It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to Student Speak Up. Today we're here for another episode of Hashtag Growing Up in the 2000s. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Keenan.
And today our topic is music.
So the first song that we have is Gangnam Style. So I don't even know how to explain it.
Like, it was this music video made by this man, and he was like doing, it's a very weird song, and yeah. He's doing this really weird dance, and it kind of went like viral, and everybody knew about Gangnam Style.
I was in like first grade.
It wasn't first grade, it was like third grade.
Oh,
third
grade.
It was probably like 2012. But it was, like, totally, like, everybody was talking about it. It was, like, a really big thing.
I remember, like, at school, everyone just, like, I don't know. Everybody just knew, like, the dance. Yeah.
You tried to get the dance perfect because, like, all your friends would do it, but you wanted to do it right. And you would look kind of stupid if you, like, started doing the dance and you were doing it wrong and all your friends could do it right.
It's just
so,
really weird.
So you had
dance.
To get it perfect.
Yeah, it's really weird. We used to make, like, I would go over to my friend's house. And we would make video stars of us, like, to Gangnam Style. He would have to, like, import it to his iPad or iTouch or whatever to make video stars.
A video star is, like, a music video thing that was very popular.
Oh, yeah. Video star was also extremely popular. It's just, like, a video. You can do a bunch of filters and songs. But we'd always make it to Gangnam Style because that was just the coolest song ever.
I remember on Thanksgiving, me and my brother started doing it, and my aunt thought it was so cool that she filmed it and showed it to her second grade class. Just my whole family thought it was the coolest thing ever. I don't know why.
My parents thought it was so weird. They did not really like it that much. They just thought it was really weird. I don't really know.
Another version of Gangnam Style was the Harlem Shake, which, like, I don't know. It was basically the American version of Gangnam Style.
It wasn't as popular.
These college kids like wore morph suits, and they did this weird, like, at the beginning, the half the song you are really like calm, and you just like one person stands up and does this really like slow dance, and then once like the beat drops, then everybody starts going crazy. It was really weird.
There's videos on Olivia's computer of her and, like, her brother and all her neighbors doing it. It's so funny. Wearing random costumes. Yeah, it's really funny. But it was, yeah. So the next song we have is, okay, it's not really a song.
It's an artist.
Perry Grip. So, he made these really stupid songs. So, the song we played at the beginning, it's called It's Raining Tacos, and that's a song by Perry Grip, but those are on Video Star, and those were, like, the funniest songs.
They were the free songs, but everyone loved them the best.
I have another one. This is called Space Unicorn. They're just, like, really stupid and kind of funny. They're really random, but there's a bunch.
They're all super weird, and they sound exactly how they're, like, called. They're called Space Unicorn, Space Unicorn Holiday.
Yeah, here's Space
Do you
unicorn
like
holiday.
Waffles?
It's just like the same thing, it just says it's a holiday.
It's Raining Tacos. They're just all really funny and random.
Yeah, it at camp, like, a couple years, how many years ago?
It was like 3 years ago.
Like 3 years ago, we did a skit for skit night to Raining Tacos. So we literally had like a dance and they played Raining Tacos.
And we had, yeah, it was really
funny. Yeah, that was like 3 years ago.
I remember whenever any of my friends would come over to my house, be like, okay, let's get down to business. We're going to make some video stars this entire time. And we would use the tackiest filters and make the really tacky videos to this really funny, weird songs. And we thought we were the coolest people ever.
I had a babysitter in like, what grade was this? Like
second
grade maybe. I had a babysitter and I showed her video star. And so the entire time she was with me for like, the couple hours she's with me, we just made a million video stars, and it was really fun, but they're, like, really terrible video stars, and it's kind of funny.
I was a perfectionist about it, though. Like, if I messed one little bit up, I'd restart the entire video and do it again, because I wanted it to be perfect. I also did them to Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah, so. I did a lot of Taylor Swift songs. Taylor Swift songs aren't, like, that upbeat, but it's okay. Yeah. But the next song, like, song we have to talk about is Party in the USA. So, that song, that was a really great.
Yeah,
it was,
I love
it's
that
It's by
one.
Miley Cyrus. And it was kind of, it was, like, at the end of her Hannah Montana thing. But it was,
yeah.
It's just, like, a really, I loved that song. I also loved her other song. I think it might have been Hannah Montana. I don't know if it's Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana. They're the same people. I know that. But, like, it was The Climb. And I have a memory from being in my kitchen with our, like, old computer and singing to that song. Just, like, standing in the middle of my kitchen playing the song. Just singing, like, my heart out in, like, first grade. It's really funny.
Okay, our next our next song / soundtrack was the High School Musical soundtrack. Well, High School Musical was all the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, everybody loved High School Musical.
There's so many movies, too. Like, you can't...
If you're, like, our age, like, 12 through, like, 15 or a little, like, older than that, everybody loves High School Musical. Like, if you don't like High School Musical, I don't think you're really our age. You might have been, like, an alien.
I know somebody who's in sixth grade that said she did not like High School Musical, and I told her she was crazy, and she is, but...
See, the new,
it's just so
all the
great.
New Disney movies.
They're all about zombies.
They're all so stupid. And High School Musical,
like,
is just quality.
Like, Descendants isn't, like, terrible, but it's not good.
Just High School Musical is just so much, like, quality.
Yeah, it
like,
is. I watched it the other night because it was on, so I watched it. It was the first one. And it's just so great.
I have, like, 4 songs in my throwback playlist.
I know. I love High School Musical.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we have...
So now we're just going to do some kind of honorable mentions that we don't really have memories from, but they're just kind of really good ones that we love to listen to. We have Payphone.
My little brother loved that song. I don't know. That was, like, the only song he knew because he was, like, 3. He loved that song. Like, he just loved that song.
I loved Moves Like Jagger. That one was really good.
Oh, that was a good song. Yeah. Let me try to think. I talked about The Climb, but... I loved that song. I don't know. I already told the story about that.
Yeah. Payphone was the first song I ever memorized.
Really?
Pretty great.
Yeah, it was my brother. I think he just knew it. I don't really know, but he would always sing that song.
There's some of my favorites were Oh, Forget You by CeeLo Green. I can't really say it, but Hey Soul Sister, that one was really good.
Oh, that's a good song.
Starships by Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I love that song. Let's see, what else?
This one was a little later, but Fireflies by Owl City. That was pretty
good.
Oh, great.
Shower. That's
Shower.
Shower. Like,
that one's
singing
not,
in the shower.
Yeah, that one's not
that
bad.
Was, I mean, that wasn't, like, my favorite song, but at camp that year, that's, like, all they played. They just played that song.
And another one that kind of reminded me of, what's
like
it called? Party in the USA was California Girls.
Oh.
Every
and Firework.
Firework.
I was in White Guides, and I went to, Camp Siegel with my dad for a weekend, and they always played that song when they did the fireworks, and I thought it was so cool how they did the fireworks right when she said firework, but.
Okay, well, these are all of our favorite songs from our childhood. I hope you guys can relate or at least feel some nostalgia.
See you next time on #GrowingUpInThe2000s.
Bye.